We begin our solemn observance of Holy Week with a story of torture and murder. It's a story that we're all very much acquainted with. And each time we hear it, I hope it becomes a little bit more desperate and a little bit more raw. As we begin to see different things unfold even in our world today, I have several reflections I'd like to give you this morning, very brief, because I know the gospel was very long. But the first one is this: if we can imagine all of the suffering that we see in the world today, and in my mind, you know, we've seen pictures of war and death and destruction like we've not ever seen before because we have the media right there reporting everything in real time. I want you to imagine that the body of Jesus on the cross, it is his intention to absorb into himself all of this suffering and pain and death and evil. Because someone has to absorb it and to transform it into love. And only the Son of God, the Son of Man, can do that. So that's the first image I would like to leave with you, is this idea that it is Jesus' body that is intended to absorb all of this suffering and pain. Your suffering and pain as well. The second one is how we read the gospel this weekend. And in a certain way, we've been trying to avoid breaking it up into parts and assigning anyone any particular role. I remember when I was a layperson, and I did not like having that part of the angry crowd calling for the death of Jesus. And to make it even more unfortunate, I remember when I was ordained a priest, and I felt special reading the parts of Jesus when we proclaim this gospel. So the second thing I want to tell you today is that if I had my way, all of you would read the lines of Jesus. Because it is not the crowd that you are supposed to be identifying with. It is Jesus. And it is Jesus who, as I said, absorbs all of that pain and suffering in the world so that it might be transformed into love. That is your job as lay people. In the person of Christ, in the body of Christ, as members, as you are, this is who we are, and we have to stop identifying as the angry crowd. We have enough angry crowds in our world today. The third point I would like to leave with you today is the image that we have in the gospel, where it says, "It was now 3 in the afternoon, and darkness came over the whole land because of an eclipse of the sun. Then the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. And Jesus cried out in a loud voice, 'Into your hands I commend my spirit.'" Torn down the middle. What was that curtain? Well, that curtain was made out of iron links, and it was supposed to keep people out of the Holy of Holies, the place where you're not supposed to be, where God lives, where God, the people believed that that's where God dwells, and that only the high priest could enter it one time a year to sprinkle the blood of the sacrifice on the Holy of Holies and its contents so that the people might receive forgiveness of their sins. And at the moment of Jesus' death, the curtain is torn. Notice it says down from the middle, down the middle. It wasn't anybody on earth that tore that curtain. It was God. It came from heaven. Why? Because there is no place now that we are supposed to be apart from him. There are to be no obstacles. There are to be no barriers that keep you from being that body of Christ, to say his words, to use his lines, and to absorb everything in the world that needs to be transformed so that the mission of Jesus might be accomplished. We live these mysteries, and we are going to watch them unfold this week, not in some kind of reenactment. However, you know, you go to people do these reenactments of the Civil War. They dress up and they play roles. This is not what we're doing this week. We are actually entering into the mysteries of Jesus in his passion, his death, and later in his resurrection, when we realize that it's not somebody else we're watching this happen to. It is ourselves who are literally entering into that person of Jesus who gathers with his apostles at the Last Supper, who joins with Mary and John and Mary Magdalene and Mary, the wife of Cleopas, at the cross where he dies on Good Friday. And finally, that moment of resurrection when we sing the Gloria at the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday night. These are all very sacred events, and I encourage all of you, especially if you've never seen them before, I encourage all of you to come and to join, not to watch, but to be Christ as he enters into these mysteries.